Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass?
So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Welcome to Table Mammas. I'm Jessie Ware, and this is my mum, Lenny.
Hi.
So, mum, you have an issue with the podcast at the moment.
We've got an E next to our podcast, meaning explicit. I think there's too much swearing, Jess. We've got to get rid of the swearing. I think it puts older listeners off.
The E for me feels like when you used to get
erotic.
Rap albums. No, not erotic. When you used to get rap albums and you'd have like parental advisors. I mean, that's all I've ever dreamed of. But,
yeah, but
now
Jessie,
I'm slightly
not
embarrassed.
For a podcast about food then.
No, I know.
And family.
Okay, well, I have been working on myself, mum. And
I know,
and
darling.
I did do really well with a mole.
Yes.
I didn't swear as
no,
much.
No, you didn't. And actually with Ed Sheeran, he swore more than you.
Thank you.
And you didn't swear when you performed War Child.
So there you go. I'm learning.
New year, new me. Yeah, no more swearing. And I'm going to try too.
Yeah, because you actually did swear more than me in the last podcast. So we have a guy on our podcast today who is... He gave me a stat the other day. He was the third biggest selling album of the year when Ed Sheeran and Sam Smith released their records. Sam Smith was releasing his debut. Ed was on his second, and he was the third biggest selling. And his name is George Ezra. George Ezra has a song called Budapest that everyone knows because it's played everywhere.
I'm going to ask him to sing it tonight. Just a few little lines.
Oh my God, don't.
His voice is so deep. And his spoken voice is not as deep as his. I wonder how he does it.
We shall ask him.
I'm going to ask him just a couple of choruses.
Now, we also, I'm not going to lie, it's not with such pleasure that we've got George on the podcast tonight.
It is a pleasure.
Really, mum? He's beating us in the podcast charts.
He scooped us, darling.
He scooped us. He knew.
He knew. He scooped us with Ed.
He scooped us with Ed Sheeran, and he got the top spot, and... We did not.
We might still.
Maybe, but... And because of that reason, I'm going to give him a subpar meal.
No, darling, you can't do that.
No, to be fair, it may be subpar because I've put it in a bit too late.
Right, but you can't serve anything subpar.
What have you done? What have you done for this meal today?
Nothing. I bought the whisk.
Did you?
I brought my electric whisk.
Thank you.
And a vest. And one
a
of
vest?
Your, and one of your socks. You left them behind at my house.
It is miserable at the moment in London, and I've decided to cook something that I've never cooked before, which is really bloody stupid. Beef short ribs. Thank you, Ginger Pig, for being so kind and supplying us the most enormous short ribs that, I mean, we're going to look kind of like cavemen, mum. We'll be like,
no, darling, it comes off the bone once you've cooked it.
I quite like
it. It shrinks off the bone.
Oh, so
it's
you
fine.
Don't serve it with the bone?
Some people do, but some people take the bone out. I serve it with the bone, but some people take the bones
this
out.
This bone is literally like a cricket bat, so I just feel
okay,
like maybe...
Okay, so we're going to have to divide them up.
Yeah, and I've put it on too late, so I'm hoping it's still going to be juicy and delicious and fall off the bone.
Well, I've got my new veneer. So I don't want any tough meat. Because
we'll
my veneers will be with...
We'll take it off the bone. Oh, mum. We're doing it with the root veg mash.
Fab.
And
I'm starving. I've not had lunch.
10% broccoli. And then I have kind of rustled up a version of an Eton mess, which is totally
off the cuff. It's not even a mess yet because we don't have the meringue. So Sam's going to have to go out to Sainsbury's now and get some. Anyway, it's going to be baked nectarines and apricots with stem ginger and a bit of muscat wine because we had some left over from the last podcast.
So can't we just have that with cream?
Yeah,
and ice cream. You're letting things slip, Jess. If it were my house, I'd be on a pear tartan by now.
Coming up on Table Manners this evening, we have George Ezra.
Excited.
Are you though?
Yeah.
But I'm really annoyed.
Oh, I'm looking fine. Is that what? How's it go? How's it go?
I'm imagining you going out of the house looking in the mirror going, I'm looking fine. No, it's not. That could almost be like a bird's eye.
What is it?
I lose it all.
Oh, I lose it all. Okay.
And it's over you.
I'm over you. We'll get him to sing a few chords.
Maybe he'll duet, Mum. My God, yes. Thanks, babe. George Ezra has walked in with a Pinot Noir.
Wow.
Thank you very much, babe.
Thank you.
How's your podcast doing? I saw it was number one. Well done, Mazel Tov. So happy for you.
Mazel Tov. Yeah, I mean, I think that the thing is, I had nothing to gauge it on. Like, with records, I kind of know what certain things mean. I kind of know if you do this, this might happen. But with this thing, it was kind of a labour of love. And I wasn't that fussed. Well, not fussed, but kind of, I didn't know whether to expect 2 listeners or 2,000 listeners. I didn't know.
How many listeners do you think you've got?
I think it's been played 32,000 times.
Shh. How many times have we been listened to, Jess?
Not as many times as mine. That is it.
But I imagine a huge debut. Yeah. A lot of them are me.
You're quite good with times. you're quite good with debuts, aren't you? What's that stat?
That's a good segue.
Babe, thank you so much. third biggest selling record
of all time.
Of all time?
No.
No, of the year?
I think it was, yeah, of the year.
Have you got any debut stats?
I don't. People around me do. I think it was the third biggest selling record of 2014, I think.
Your debut album.
Mm.
And we had a little chat about this, but it was kind of the other two that beat you were
Ed Sheeran and Sam Smith.
Not bad competition.
No.
Bit annoying for them to come out in the same year, though, for you, because you could have been number one.
Yeah.
Do you ever think about that?
No.
Jesse, he has the most fabulous voice.
Yeah, no, you? I know.
Just the most fabulous voice. It's wonderful.
It really is. How does anyone sing in your family?
Almost everyone bar me as a kid. So, like, my dad still plays in a kind of pub band.
Do they play your songs?
He has done once and I had to have a stern word.
Were you there?
No, I wasn't there. I caught wind. No, I think they do a few renditions of mine in there. I think he's just very proud. Aww. I think they do kind of Van Morrison songs and old blues songs and, yeah, he loves it.
So how were you brought up? What songs were you brought up on? Van Morrison and people like that.
The one record that stands out that we listen to a lot, Car Journey kind of vibes, was Graceland. The Paul Simon record.
Yeah. Oh yeah, that's a good one.
Yeah,
but Jesse listened to Grease.
Yeah. We did that as well.
Grease and Whitney Houston, that was ours. Yeah.
But I think as a kid as well, I remember one of my earliest musical memories was I thought he was singing Diamonds on Her Sofas and Shoes. And for years and years, that's what I thought it was.
It's Diamonds on the Soles of Her Shoes, Jesse. Do you know that song?
Yeah, no, I do.
Did you know that Paul Simon wrote Baby Driver?
No, Baby Driver?
She calls me the Baby Driver.
I don't know.
And it's the soundtrack
know that
for
song.
Baby Driver, the new film out.
No, Baby, oh baby.
No, it isn't.
That's the song, isn't it?
It's Baby Driver.
I like
that
song.
They call him the Baby Driver. Did you see it?
I didn't see it. I'm not very good at keeping up with films.
No, we were on a plane. It's one of those
you catch on a plane. Yeah, when you're doing some promo.
But it was brilliant. And the soundtrack.
Do you find, though, when you're on a plane, I don't want to blacken any films' names, but I enjoy films in the no matter how bad they are when I'm in the air. I kind of, my standards go out the window.
Me too. Yeah. I love everything.
Mum, I've never forgotten being on a long haul with Mum. I don't know where we were going, but Meet the Fockers was on the things. I got woken up by my mum howling, but she had her headphones on and everyone was sleeping.
They're doing the dog on the loo.
That was a cat, wasn't it?
The cat on the loo. But I tell you, the one that I regret watching on a plane was Notebook. The Notebook.
Oh, yeah.
Because I sobbed that the lady next to me had to go and get tissues.
Do you find you cry more on planes when you're...
I cry
more.
It's the altitude and the red wine.
Do you think that's what it is?
Honestly,
no,
I remember once I was on an internal flight in America and my manager turned to me to say something and I was like, oh, please don't ask me a question. I was watching this programme where this American dude builds tree houses for people, and this family had fostered something like 10 or 15 kids. It was like they had this massive... I was bawling my eyes out. Yeah, I was so
but
awkward.
It's quite a nice, like, sob, isn't it? Because, like, you can kind of... People can't really hear you because of the, like, the hum of the aeroplane. So you can really go.
Really go for
like,
it.
You're like... yeah. It's uncontrollable.
I had it as well where I put Up on...
Oh, and well, that's going
to
make...
They came to take food orders, and I was like, please don't ask me, please don't ask me, just miss me. So, sure enough, like, can I get you something to eat, sir? Because that intro.
Because this is a food podcast,
yeah.
Shall we talk a little bit about food?
Yeah, can we?
Are you a foodie?
No, I'm not a foodie. Mm-hmm. I love cooking, especially when it's for myself. I kind of, or especially like by myself.
Would you... Are you elaborate?
Relaxing. I like to... I follow recipes, and I always go off piece a little bit.
Oh,
but not in a good way. No, I'll just be like, well, if they say this, why not this?
How interesting.
Yeah, I mean, no one else has to eat it, so it's fine.
So, okay, can you give me an example of one of your off-piste recipes?
Yeah, I'm trying to think. Like, something that I love cooking is kind of new potatoes, and you crush them all up and put them in the oven, and then there's, like, cherry tomatoes, and then you add a little bit of salmon on top.
Oh,
but that, I think,
we need a new fish dish, man.
Yeah, we do. We'll call it the George Ezra salmon.
Yeah, it's really simple, and it's... Yeah, it's things like that. Where would I mix that up? I think I probably wouldn't be completely hell-bent on it having to be salmon.
And maybe you could add some green beans.
Why not?
Or some olives, I don't know.
But I do find it really therapeutic. I don't know if I'm looking too far into it, but I think it's quite creative.
What's your favourite sort of food?
I'm not fussy. As a kid, on your birthday, Mum would always let you pick what you had for dinner. And I have no idea why, but I pick macaroni cheese every year. And I don't even think I like macaroni cheese that much. But I think I asked for it once and I thought people would be disappointed, like if I changed my tune.
They'd
be
so accommodating.
I think that was my thinking
behind it. Have you been to Berner's Tavern?
Where's that?
If you want good mac and cheese.
Macaroni cheese, it will...
It's with
and you like meat.
Shavings, and it's got like ox cheek in it.
It's the best macaroni cheese. It's heaven.
Where is this?
It's on Berner's Road.
How long does it take us
Berner's
to get
Street,
there?
Berner Street, is it?
It's just near Oxford Street.
And it's you know, the Addition Hotel. Do you know? Okay, so the Addition Hotel is a cool hotel, and Berner's Tavern is kind of... Part of it, and it's
just
absolutely for mac and cheese that
it
I think does
mac
the best.
It serves mac and cheese as an accompaniment to everything, really. I think
he doesn't actually like mac and cheese that much.
Well, I do. Do you know what?
You would like
I
it.
I moved
though.
To Bristol, and there was this place called Start the Bus, and they did this.
I know that place.
Yeah,
I don't know.
I think
it's
changed.
It's
its
like
name.
A gig place, isn't it?
Yeah.
It's kind of like a studenty gig place. Yeah.
Why were you in Bristol?
I moved there to go to university. I ended up just doing 1 year, but I stayed for three.
Oh, my son was there.
What were you studying?
I went to a place called BIM.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, there's a place called BIM, and I was studying songwriting. And I met my manager near the end of the first year, and kind of, so I left, I stopped going to BIM. But
where
I
did you
carried
live?
On. Yeah, I carried on living in
where?
There for 3 years. So my first year, I lived across the road from a music shop called PMT, and it was a I know in a block of student flats, and then I moved onto Park Street. I used to live above a shop called Audio T.
When did you start singing then?
Well, I started
did you ever go to school? Or was it nursery you decided to be a pop star?
No. I went... I don't know when I would have started. Like, we did...
Because your dad plays in a band.
Yeah, but he didn't when we were kids. There was guitars around the house, but he didn't...
Did you have musical evenings?
No, not as
when
a family.
When everybody played...
No.
I've always wanted to...
I've got an older sister and a younger brother.
They're musical?
Yeah, so my little brother's just signed a record deal.
That's so cool.
Yeah.
And how old is he?
Very good question.
How old do you think he is?
21. I'm going to say.
And your
Sorry,
older
Ethan.
Sister is?
20, I'm going to say 28,
How
27, 24.
Oh my God, you're
baby
so
boy.
And your sister, what does she do?
She tours with me
oh,
everywhere
yes,
I go.
You told
yeah,
me
she's my kind of on the road manager or PA or, you know.
I mean, Mum, imagine Hannah going on the road with me.
Would it work?
I mean, she's here for a week and I'm already ready to kick her out. I love her so much.
Well, she opened
it's
the
good
door
thing she doesn't listen to this
and
podcast.
She introduced herself as Jessie, so I think she's...
She didn't say Jessie.
Yeah, she said, hello, I'm Jessie. Oh, no, that's not me.
Jesus, yeah, so she hasn't she's... got the job.
Yeah.
I just want to know whether your siblings kept the same birthday meal. They stayed with it, or is that why you did the mac and cheese every time?
No, I don't know what they will have gone for. I can't remember, and they won't have known that. I think as a kid, I wanted to have a thing. Maybe I was like, I'm the mac and cheese kid,
like the Milky Bar kid.
I don't think that is what was going on. I think I just every time it came around, it was like, what do you want for your birthday dinner?
So your parents weren't musical. What did they do?
So they're both teachers.
Oh,
yeah. So
musical teachers.
No.
What are they teachers in?
My mum now teaches reception at a primary school.
Oh,
yeah,
sweet.
She loves it.
Because, of course, she's probably only about 40.
Mum, we both feel rather old tonight, don't we?
And my dad, he started out as a PE teacher and then he kind of became the deputy head of a secondary school. So,
of course.
Yeah. And
Did you feel like you had to be really good at sport at school?
No, but I was very aware that I wasn't. No, I think...
Sorry, that's the beeping.
No, that's okay.
George, do you like football?
No, not that I dislike it. I'm just not that fast. I think like I could love football. I feel like I could. But everyone that I know that loves football, it takes up all of their brain. They know like every signing for every club, for every girl.
Sam knows a lot.
Yeah, and I just...
he plays for, like, fantasy football.
I think
football.
It would take over my life. The way.
So what do you have hobbies?
Like, I guess my hobbies are socialising. I like seeing my friends and I like seeing people I love.
Are they still up in Hertfordshire?
A lot of them are, yeah. And I like bizarre things. I love walking.
Do you?
Yeah, I love it.
So does Sam.
Yeah, do you know what? In the first record, I got a month off May 2015 and I did the Cotswold Way by myself. I went through this company and what they do is you stay above a pub, you can take a suitcase, you set out to do kind of 14 miles that day, but they come and pick your suitcase
and
up
and bring
drop it off
everything
and
along. Yeah.
It was brilliant.
Sam's doing a walk, isn't he?
Yes.
Along Hadrian's Wall.
I mean, they haven't really worked about it's going to be called the Men's Stroll, and it's to promote free sanitary towels for women. Yes. Who can't necessarily afford
it because it's so expensive.
Yeah. Sorry, the kettle's on water.
It came about because Jessie's best friend works as a secondary school teacher, and this is what she discovered. So Jamie, her
boyfriend...
So
Daniel Blake, the film, the Ken Loach film, showed that. And, I mean, they haven't really... It's a really great idea, and I think they're just going to do it themselves. I was like, no, we can make this a thing.
Yeah, absolutely.
Sam says, oh, yeah, it's 32 hours of walking. I said, babe, you can't do that.
Not in a day, anyway.
Yeah.
Good. And that's your strength.
But yeah, so Sam and I did like a 2-hour walk in Dorset, and I've been uninvited on the men's stroll because I.
How many men are going?
Lot. Sam and Jamie, Mum.
Oh, so it's
I was like, we can
them.
Make this a thing.
Why
like,
don't they get more blokes to go?
I don't know. It's
Alex
still.
Would you try and make it a thing like
I know.
Alex would go.
I know, but I think it's like they think they're Bear Grylls and that they're just going to like go and tackle the elephants.
Yeah, I get that. But what they should do is, I remember like when you do a charity fun run, you pay a tenner to do it and then all of that money goes towards...
Well, yeah, I'm like, make it a thing. Yeah. And like, stop for the night. Do it in 2 days.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Anyway, to be continued.
Find some land and stop for the night and everyone camp. Have fires, yeah. Music and stuff
George
like Jensen that.
George Ezra playing, Jesse Ware yeah. playing. Yeah, we'll get
I'll go up and cook.
Yeah, go on, there campfire we go. Cooking. Now we're cooking.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous 2-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Do you eat before you perform?
Not near to it, because otherwise I burp for the whole
yeah,
thing.
Yeah, Jesse does.
Yeah.
I did a barbecue. I had a barbecue in Texas. Where were we?
Austin?
Yes. Their barbecue's amazing there. Yeah, I don't bet. Know if... And I decided, because I was like, I've never been to Austin. Yeah. Going to eat a massive beef.
Stetson?
No, it was the worst thing.
Give me
thing.
A cow.
Yeah, I ate a cow and then burped it up all the way through amazing. My mid-tempo ballads.
That'll be a rare B-side one day. Someone will have recorded it and it'll be
so
opposite.
Bad. So bad. Yeah, so you have a burping issue. When
yeah,
you
but it took
eat.
Me so long to realise that food was the cause of the burping gig.
Oh, hello, Hannah.
What's she doing?
You don't have to be quiet.
You can come in.
I do have to admit something.
Are you sure the podcast is the place for it?
Yeah.
You thought this through?
Yeah, no, yeah. We had a podcast on Monday.
Who did
we
you
had
have?
Amol Rajan.
Okay.
Who was the youngest editor of The Independent.
Wow.
And he's on The One Show a lot. He's the media editor of
BBC.
And he's a kind of South London friend. And I am a friend of his on Facebook, and I'd seen that he had like soaked a gammon in Coca-Cola at Christmas. So I was like, he wants meat. Yeah. I'm going to give him meat.
Oh, no. He was doing that as a lovely host.
No. On the morning of the podcast, he emails Becky, my manager, saying, sorry, forgot to say I've become a vegetarian this year.
On ethical grounds.
Ethical grounds. So I got these beautiful ribs that I'd already started marinating overnight in red wine from Ginger Pig, wonderful butchers that's supplying our beef. Thank you so much. And I'd already marinated them. So we had to like ring up Ginger Pig and say, well, these will last till Thursday because George Ezra's going to get them instead. Because
are we having them?
We're having,
cool.
We're having short ribs, beef short ribs. You were going to get actually rather mediocre fish dish, but I'm a bit worried because I've never cooked ribs. They have been soaking in wine for 4 days. So I think they've got the skin of kind of an old, like,
no,
lush.
Darling, that'd be fabulous.
This might be good for me not drinking. This is a good, like, cheat.
Oh, babe,
I can just
yeah.
suck the bones
yeah.
dry.
Anyway, I'm a bit worried about them. They feel quite tough. How can I make them soft?
No, you can't. It's just cooking. They've been in there ages.
I know,
Jeff.
But they're not doing the slow cook thing. Can you just check on them?
I won't make them softer by checking, but I'll try.
One sec. We've got a situation. As I asked Mum to look at the beef, I pulled it out and I said, I'm worried it's a bit tough.
This is the most expensive rib of beef I've ever seen that you cook for like a very short time,
okay.
Like a roast.
So I asked Sam to get the short ribs that had been ordered by Becky. Yeah. He picked them up. Babe, what did you say?
I said, I'm here to pick up the ribs The table
manners.
Did
you say short ribs?
I said ribs.
Was it they would have changed it. It's not his fault. They would have put it.
You've got a very expensive cut of meat here.
Yeah, but that's overcooked. Never mind. It will taste delicious.
No, it won't.
It will.
I'm very upset about this.
I'm very hungry.
George, I'm sorry. This has never happened on Table Manners. And I'm very embarrassed about this.
This is a fucking shit show. I've never done short ribs. I didn't know that they were supposed to look like that.
Mum, save this short meal. Save this bloody meal.
They're not short. They're massive.
Can you give me a pan
room
to make gravy?
I'm upset for George.
Jesse,
should I just get a takeaway?
No.
It'll be fine. I'll cook
it
up.
It's
going to taste
like shit.
Let me try it.
It's beyond overcooked.
It's beyond overcooked. that's a boot.
I need something beefy.
My pelvic floor isn't strong enough for this. I'm very upset.
Right, I'm gonna cut this.
Hold on. That's the sound of a long rib. They're bigger than my child's leg.
Jessie, didn't you think it was a bit odd?
I did think it was odd, and I said to Sam, I asked for short ribs, and he said, do you want me to go back there and get them cut?
Sam's fault.
They have been marinating for 4 days, and I wonder whether the red wine has turned to vinegar.
Jessie, have you got to get my white dish out?
We can't serve it. Should we just get some lamb chops? I'm going to order in.
No.
Mum, no, there's no way that you can save this. It's grizzle. No, I'm upset. I'm really upset. Because I am a good cook. This is not representative.
You better tell George.
So, this I've made an executive decision.
What?
We can't eat what Jessie's
What, are you cooked. Fucking kidding?
For what? Wait, why?
Jess,
like, go and try
they
it,
are not.
George.
They are not short ribs.
They're not short
What are they?
And taste the gravy.
No, and just please, I'm a good cook, George.
It looks good.
No, it's fucking shit.
Wait, how do I get a little bit?
Just pick it up with your finger.
It's hard to know what flavour it is.
It's the wrong flavour. So, we're having takeaway, and this is the first on Table Manners, and I'm very upset about it.
What would be your very, very favourite meal?
Growing up, so both my parents are vegetarian.
Oh!
Yeah, but they kind of...
Now you throw it in there.
But they didn't bring us
and
up...
I'm giving you
No, they didn't
boot.
Bring okay. us up as vegetarians, but they kind of... They gave us the choice that we didn't often eat meat at home, but if we were out and meat was an option, that was completely fine. That was our choice. But it meant that roast dinners were often like nut roasts and stuff at our house.
Wow.
But then when I started getting girlfriends and going to their house and they like their family, we didn't have much of an extended family either. So then their like family come around and there's meat and stuff. I hadn't really had roast dinners like that and I went mad for them. And now I'm like still trying to master the art of a roast dinner. I'm getting there.
Do you like roast dinners?
Love them.
It's my favourite.
Yeah.
Which meat would you go for?
Lamb. Yeah. But then because
Good
I didn't...
Job.
I didn't.
Think I've got lamb chops coming from the Turkish kebab shop in a minute.
But because we didn't grow up eating meat, even meat, like lamb to me was... I probably didn't eat that till I was 19, 20.
Shh, that's amazing. So what did they, what meat did they give you?
At home... Do you know what? I think my mum used to break it from time to time if she got decent bacon. Like, if she could, I think she'd break it for a bacon sandwich every now and then. When I say every now and then, that's not like fortnightly. It was kind of like once every 2 years she might do that.
Oh,
I'm trying to think, I should have
Where's
told you earlier.
Where's the best place you've eaten at?
Where's the best place I've eaten? That's a really good question. I kind of, this is going to make me sound really small town, but touring really opened my eyes up to, because I hadn't.
Don't say, oh, mum, that's so passionate.
No, 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 but it was kind of, I remember.
I'm older.
I played a gig called Best Kept Secret. It's this festival. It's beautiful. And then afterwards, I'd got tickets to go and see Miley Cyrus in Amsterdam. So I met with, so I played the show in the day, then got in this car. We drove to Amsterdam.
So you wanted the tickets for Miley Cyrus?
Oh my God, yeah.
Was this, what tour was this?
This
one
was
the
Bangers.
The naughty, okay.
Yeah.
Are you a big Miley Cyrus fan?
Love it. Bangers, I was just obsessed with. I just thought it was the coolest thing that a pop star could do. I just thought it was like, because do you know what she was trying to do was get you to forget that she was like a child actor.
But,
and I forgot.
But I like the new Miley.
Yeah.
The Malibu.
Yeah, yeah, Malibu's good. Like, but that, I think that's like 0.2 of bangers. Like, I think that's the same Miley. I think she just went through... I think she had to shock everyone to do what she's doing now.
So you're a massive Miley Cyrus fan.
Love it.
What's your favourite Miley song?
There's one on that record that makes me laugh so much, and it goes... Driving so fast, I'm about to piss on myself. And I don't, and she says that. And I'm like, what? Why are you putting that in the world? I think I love it because of how mad the whole thing was. But anyway, that night I remember having sushi for the first time and I was like 22 or 21.
What do you think?
I couldn't believe someone was letting me, like edamame. I was like, are you sure? I just pick it up with my hands. I was like looking around. I loved it. There was a load of firsts with touring for food. Not because I was like deprived of it as a kid. It was more just I don't think I was that, maybe not adventurous. I don't know.
Did you used to eat out a lot as a family?
No. But I remember we were talking about this the other day, actually. There was a Cafe Uno in town and you were still given the choice of are you smoking or not. That's mad, isn't it? And you'd sit in the restaurant like four tables away from a smoker.
I know.
And I don't know, it's pretty mad.
George.
Yes.
Death row meal or your last supper or your desert island dinner, whatever you want to call it, what is your ultimate meal?
I don't know. Can it just be puddings?
Yeah, of course. Oh, really? Nobody's done that.
Person. I love pudding. One of my favourite ones to make is eat a mess because...
Yeah, amazing. Did you know that? You need that.
No. Not at all. I heard you ask for meringues. No, but Jeff, don't. I do love making it.
You're just the best guest.
No, because you can't... I mean, you could prove me wrong, but you can't go wrong.
I could prove you wrong.
Because it's like...
Because I've done a switch up, so I'm worried now. But go on, carry on.
Yeah, I just... I love sweet stuff, and I love that. I love... what's the one you crack?
Creme brulee, I love.
And I'm never fussed if it's hot or cold because I never know what's right. So,
but sometimes they do come cold in the thing, but a little bit hot because of the blowtorch on the top. And I'm always like, I'll still eat it.
I would drink custard if that was allowed.
The Turkish chops are here, so hold on. So, George, I mean, obviously, why you wanted to be on this podcast was after hearing the amazing meals that we eat on this podcast. And how was your meal?
It was brilliant. It was good. It's the company that counts.
Oh, you're very sweet. Thank you so much. Well, we are about to make your favourite meal, eat a mess. I've left the task to my mother. And
I love that you just called eat a mess a meal.
Right. George Ezra, we have... an eat a mess.
Go on.
We're at baked apricots, nectarines, and stem ginger, and we didn't have raspberries, so we've got pomegranates on the top. Please help yourself. I hope this redeems our takeaway.
Jesse, give him the big spoon.
Oh yeah, shit. Sorry, babe. Have the big spoon.
That is amazing.
Oh, you're really sweet.
It's lovely.
You know what? We're gonna have to redeem this and do a different podcast with giving you a proper meal. This is something we ask everybody. We've had very mixed response. The podcast is called Table Manners.
Yeah.
I would love to know if you have a bad table manner yourself that you see in yourself, or something that you really can't stand seeing in others when you go out for dinner or just eating over the dinner table.
Right. There's two things. There's one thing I do which I really don't like, and I don't know. I only realise I've done it once I've done it, and I do it every time I sit down to eat.
Yeah.
And there's something I hate in other people, and it enough to actually say something. If I meet up with somebody for dinner, it's just me and them, and they insist on, they're just looking at their phone.
Oh God. Yeah.
No, like if it's just you and them especially, it's kind of like, why am I here? Well, I don't get it. And then the thing I do, which I hate, is I eat so quickly. Like I'm,
Jesse's guilty of stuff both down. Things. You two can't have dinner together. We're very incompatible. Mum.
What, love?
We did want to do something. Now, George may not be up for it, but do you want to sing your version of Budapest to George?
No.
Well, and I loved it how you did it. Go on, just do it again.
No.
Please. Please.
Oh, 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 oh.
I feel bad.
I feel fine.
If ever you want to come to a show, please let me know. You're more than welcome to come and I'll do a feeling fine version.
I love your song. It's, how do you say Budapest?
Wrong.
I say Budapest.
No, yeah. You don't.
I said Budapest. You said Budapest.
No, but they say Budapest.
Oh,
you Hungary. Say Budapest.
Have you played it in Hungary?
Yeah. And if I do, I always say Budapest.
My name is Budapest.
Yeah, I do it. I ham it up for them. But Budapest is
are
two
you
towns.
Big in,
Buda
are you big
Pest.
In Hungary? I bet you are.
I think that song, I don't think I am. I think that song is, and I don't think they have, it's not really like a hot spot to go. They've got an amazing festival called Sziget Festival, which is like the best festival.
Did you
festival.
Get to play it?
Yeah.
Did you headline it?
No, I didn't, but it was insane.
Was it, when you sang that song, was it mental?
Yeah, I've got a video, I'll show you the video. It was like, we could have taken down a small government with the amount of people we had there. It was crazy.
Your voice is so deep when you sing.
I know, and then my laugh is so like, isn't it? It is. And I, like, it's been the same laugh since I was 4 years old, and I hate it.
Oh, shame. You sound great. but your voice is much deeper when you sing.
I know.
What is that?
I don't know. I can do it, and I don't really ask questions. Like, when I found out I could do it, I was just like, okay, cool.
Great voice.
How did you find out you could do it? I have to warm up a lot.
Just trying. Like, there's a dude called Leadbelly, and he's an old blues singer, and mm-hmm. I loved him. And I got this kind of, it was a CD of every song he's ever recorded. And one of the things it said was that his voice was so big, you had to turn your record player down compared to other records. And I remember just thinking, like, yeah, I want to try that. So I wasn't singing with good technique or anything. I was just shouting, but it felt good at like 15.
What was the first song you wrote? Can you remember the title?
Yeah, Wishing Well. I was really young.
Wishing Well?
Yeah.
You remember any of it?
No, I remember that I played bass when I was 13 and that's when I wrote it. And it was this really, I can still play the bass line. It's rubbish.
What's the bass line? Can you sing it a bit?
It was like dum, 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 dum.
That's nice.
Dum. Well, yeah, but that's all it did for 3 minutes.
Listen, George. I apologise. I thank you for being here. I'm glad that you got to experience Kingsland Road's Turkish cuisine. Yeah. It's not been our best, but I hope you've enjoyed the company.
I've loved it. Please stop apologising.
Okay,
it
I will.
Brilliant. I loved
yeah,
it.
Stop apologising.
And thank you for having me.
Mum's just so pleased with herself that this didn't happen on her watch.
Darling, it wouldn't. To be honest,
it's been eventful, but it's been a pleasure.
Thank you for having
and
me.
And good Thanks luck with your
yeah.
album.
Yes, thank you.
I'm really embarrassed, and I've never had that happen. However, I've never entertained as much as I have since doing Table Manners. I'm really embarrassed and I'm upset and I feel like it's not shone me in the right light.
Shone you?
What would you say?
Shone you. Shone in the
you.
Right light.
Whatever.
Shone me.
I'm tired and I'm upset. George, I'm so sorry. Again, I don't know how many times I'm going to have to say sorry. You're so sweet. You brought wine round. You were so polite
and
waiting
he sang
for the
with
takeaway.
Me.
That was jokes. He's such a nice guy.
Oh, I'm feeling fine. He said,
We've got new music for the podcast.
He said, if you come to my next show, I'll sing that chorus for you.
This has been Table Manners, the podcast. You've been listening to me, Jessie Ware, and my mother, Lenny. We're just going to do what we have to do. We're going to ask you to subscribe and rate us. Should we read out some reviews?
Someone was really rude last time. They gave us one star and said, if you want sea celebrities and Pret a Manger food, listen to
Well, listen, mate. It was I love Pret a Manger and I really like sea celebrities. And actually, we tried to get Z celebrities. So watch this space. This is an interesting one. Mr. C, 3-star. No, 4-star, sorry. So many positives, that's the subject. This sounds like a school report. One minor. I would love if it was slightly longer.
Oh.
With more questions being asked. That aside, it's hilariously entertaining. Thank you so much, Mr. C. We'll do what we can for you.
Oh, that's sweet, Mr. C.
Beth Cutting, you want the recipes. Yo, Jessie, love the podcast. Please post the recipes. Want me some pasta cake?
piece.
Pasta cake.
Hi, Beth.
Oh, we made that.
You're definitely not from London.
That Loyal Kana one.
Loyal Kana. Yeah, that was good, wasn't it? That was me.
Yeah.
So I don't mess everything up. The music you've been listening to is by Peter Duffy and Pete Fraser, and Table Manners is produced by Cup and Nuzzle.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at Moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.